Radio Sports Presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Basketball.
Push it across the timeline. Left wing to Aarons. Gets it into the corner to Dowell. Dowell not looking to shoot. Gets it inside Zwiener. Zwiener spins towards the paint. One hand jumper up and in.
Tonight it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Amherst as the Broncos battle the Pleasanton Bulldogs. High School Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Rebound brought down by Ty Stevens. Stevens trapped at midcourt. Gets it into the hands of Bentley. Back to Stevens. 15 seconds. Free throw line. Kicks it on the wing. Three-pointer. Abbott. Good! They've taken the lead. Dominic Abbott with three.
Another great rivalry is renewed tonight when Pleasanton and Amherst lace him up again. It's the Bulldogs and the Broncos coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Amherst with Classic Hits' Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back here to Amherst. We're halfway through our boy-girl doubleheader here in the Fort Kearney Conference. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us for our continuing coverage of high school basketball. An easy win for Amherst against Pleasanton in girls basketball. Well, we anticipate a much tougher go for both of these two teams here in the boys' game. Pleasanton comes in with a record of 7-3. Amherst is 6-5. And you can kind of tell at 6-5, it's been somewhat of an up-and-down season here for Amherst. They would have a much better record if they won some tight games. They've had four games decided in the waning moments. And as you heard at halftime of our girls' game when we interviewed Clark Ribble, the head coach for the Amherst Broncos, that they work on a lot of game situations. They try to shoot free throws, act like the game's on the line and all those, that sort of thing, try to facilitate good pressure free throw shooting, and they just haven't been able to kind of win those tight games. If they won about half of those games, they would have a record very similar to Pleasanton, and they might feel a little bit different about their season. But Amherst right now hoping to continue to improve, and again, they've been playing pretty solid basketball. Pleasanton 7-3. They lost three of their first four ball games. They had some kids that kind of banged up because of football in that early stretch. And they picked up at least one really good signature win as they were able to win against Arapahoe, who's 9-4. That is 69-66 win in Pleasanton in their pre-holiday tournament. That probably a signature win for them. They had a couple other tight wins as well. But again, they struggled early on in part because they were injured. And now they've been playing a little bit better. And earlier this week, head coach Brandon Cavan sent the boys home from practice, said, "You're not practicing well enough, it isn't worth our time," sent them home. And Coach Cavan told us a little bit ago, and their eyes got really big, but since they came back the rest of the week, it's been a pretty good week of practice from that point on. So we'll see whether or not that gets the Bulldogs' attention as they travel to Amherst to take on their Fort Kearney Conference rivals, the Broncos, in what we think will be a very, very good matchup. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups as we continue the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark, our New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
And welcome back here to Amherst. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for the visiting Pleasanton Broncos. Their starters look like this. Austin Pates is a 5'7 senior. He'll start with Caleb Pritchard, who is 5'10 and a senior. Colin Janicek, 5'10 senior, with Clay Weber, 5'10, a junior. And Derek Tolles, a 5'11 senior, making the start here for head coach Brandon Cavan. For the Amherst Broncos, their starters look like this. Austin Jen, he's 5'10 and a junior. Ty Stevens, 5'8 senior. Dylan Halligan, 6'3 and a senior. Good athletic tall kid. Clint Bentley, 5'10 and a senior. And Clayton Preble, 6'2 and a senior. That is the starting lineup for Clark Ribble and the Amherst Broncos. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. The Better Bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time, Five Points Bank is the better bank. And you hear the starting lineup being announced here for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The folks wearing red on the far side already on their feet. In fact, the folks in red on the near side, on the Amherst side, also on their feet, ready to cheer for the Broncos. Pretty good matchup here in Fort Kearney Conference basketball. We're going to take one last break, and we'll be back with a tip between the Broncos and the Bulldogs right after this.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
We're all set and ready to go here. In fact, you may have heard the whistle in the background. The opening tip is in the air. That tip is controlled by Amherst. They're in their home white uniforms, bringing the offensive zone. Bentley controlled the tip. He'll throw it on the baseline. Gets the ball back out after he enters it for Preble. Preble in, kicking it out. Now driving is going to be Stevens. Stevens gives it on the inside for Dylan Halligan. Halligan, the shot, no good. Gets his own rebound. Takes it back off glass. Again, it won't fall. Preble with the rebound. And Preble scores here for Amherst. So a couple of rebounds. In fact, three of them in there for Amherst. And finally, Clayton Preble is able to hit the shot. Janicek in the offensive zone. Gives it on the baseline. Pates jumper, no good. Rebound by Pritchard. Pritchard shoots over the top of Preble, and there's a whistle in underneath. I don't think it's on Preble. There is a foul called on the backside. It will be on Preble. I don't think, from my vantage point, it looked like he made any contact, but there is a foul called there. And so after the rebound, Pritchard will go line, and he's going to shoot two. The free throw back the iron to no good. So the basketball gods kind of balancing that out a little bit there, I think. Both teams doing a good job offensive rebounds. There hasn't been a defensive rebound in the game yet. Second free throw good for Pritchard. So it's 2-1 here in the early stages. Stevens in the offensive zone is, again, Pleasanton is going to go man-to-man. Dribbling here is Stevens. Stevens will give it for Halligan. Halligan, top of the circle, has his dribble. And he'll fake it now to the left side, giving it for Austin Jen. And Jen gives it for Preble. Preble working up against Tolles, and the jumper by the big guy is up and good. Clayton Preble, nice little drive in the lane. He's got all four Amherst points in the early stages. Pates, wearing those goggles, kicks it between the circles here for Pritchard. They dared him to shoot the three, so he does. It's a miss, but then the rebound by Pates, who lays it up and in. So another offensive rebound and bucket, and that's been the common way of scoring here in the ballgame so far for both teams. Preble brings it in the offensive zone, and there's going to be a little push whistled on that far side against Tolles. So Derek Tolles with the foul. Preble now is going to inbound on the far sideline. 4-3 here. Amherst with the lead. They'll skip past it. Backdoor cut. Shot. Good. What a nice play to set up Clint Bentley as they threw it about 25 feet away and right on the money. Bentley with the catch and then laid it up and in. Pates will drive. Pates little floater blocked by Bentley. Loose ball picked up. Pates comes up with it, and Pates is going to dribble through. So Bentley with the block, and still with the basketball is Pleasanton. They kick it out for Janicek. His three, no good. Up high for the rebound is Bentley, and Bentley will kick the ball out. In the offensive zone is going to be Stevens. Stevens will dribble, pick up a little screen, a little pick and roll. Preble in the lane, jumper a little bit off the money, and rebounded by Pritchard for Pleasanton. So the Dogs on the run here. Janicek brings it in the offensive zone. They enter it on the baseline for Tolles, who will kick the ball back out for Weber. He'll fire the three, no good. Rebound by Stevens, and he'll give it up to Halligan. Right back out to Stevens with 5.5 to go. Stevens dribbles around Pates, and then Pates knocked the ball out of bounds into the Pleasanton student body on that far side. So Amherst will inbound. Preble, even with the free throw line, throws it in for Bentley. Bentley gives it for Halligan. Halligan on the baseline, gets a little screen, has it in the lane. He's going to kick the ball out, open his Jen. Jen thought about the three, but gives it back for Halligan. Halligan on the baseline, trying to back in. He'll try a fading jumper, no good. Preble, offensive rebound, shoots off glass. Clayton Preble, another offensive rebound, and another bucket as a result. He's got 6 in the game, and it's 8-3 Amherst. Little drive and a dish. They'll kick it out for Weber. Weber back out here for Janicek. Pretty good pressure put on there by Halligan. Ball's out of bounds, and it belongs to the Broncos. Clark Ribble, the head coach of the Broncos, the first one to make the call there, and the officials agree. And Amherst will make a couple of substitutions. Dominic Abbott going to come in with Zane Peterson. And with 4:51 to go, Pleasanton will also make a substitution. Brady Darby going to come in here for the Dogs. And the Dogs are going to try to put full court pressure on. Stevens with a little bit, they're really not much of a pressure at all, brings it across midcourt. They give it to Preble. Preble will kick it out for Abbott. Abbott's open for three. Back the iron, no good. Rebound by Janicek for Pleasanton. Then the Dogs, kind of a pseudo fast break here. Secondary break, driving, laying it up is going to be Janicek. It won't fall. Preble pulls down the rebound. And up ahead come the Broncos. On the run is Bentley. Bentley lobs it down low for Peterson. Peterson's pass off the shoe tops of the Bulldogs and then picked up by Pates as it'll be a turnover here on Amherst. So into the offensive zone is going to become Janicek. Janicek dribbling around, gives it to Pritchard, out for Pates. Pates will try an NBA three that's covered. It's no good. Preble with the rebound, and he'll get the ball up ahead here. Bentley on the dribble. Kicks into the corner for Peterson. Back out. Then entered inside for Preble. Preble out of the lane now. Has his pocket pick. Loose ball is picked up by Pritchard. Another turnover on Amherst. And now the Dogs in the offensive zone. Pritchard on the baseline. A little ball fake. Great fake. Lays it up with a little flip on the inside. His first bucket of the night. Makes it a three-point ball game at 8-5. 3.5 to go here. Quarter number one. Amherst with the lead and the basketball. Bentley's going to kick on the right side for Peterson. Back on the inside. They're looking to get it back out. And nothing else to do for Bentley but shoot. And he is going to be fouled as he's turned in. They're going to say he was fouled before the shot. That's going to be a little reach against Brady Darby in before the shot. Again, he was kind of in a little bit of trouble. He was in the lane, pinned in there. And he only had about 3 seconds to make something happen, and it was bailed out by the foul. Inbounded for Stevens. Stevens going to kick it back out for Preble. Coming through the lane now is Halligan, who checked into the game. He'll kick it out for Stevens. Stevens will fire a three, and he hits the three. Nice ball movement there for Amherst, and quickly Pleasanton in the offensive zone. Caden Zwiener kicks the ball back around. He checked in the last stoppage of play. Janicek has it. Janicek off of a screen, runs right into a moving Bulldog, and that's going to be a foul on Amherst. So a little bit of a hard luck foul for Zane Peterson. And again, Peterson, you know, that is a balk. That's the right call, but Janicek a little out of control as he's starting off there. Didn't see Peterson, but Peterson did not have the position, so he's called for the block. So Dogs have it, and it's stolen away, and then getting it right back is Janacek. Janacek throws up for Pritchard, who goes up high for it, and then he'll dump it off. Driving is Janacek, shot no good. Halligan pulls down the rebound, and now the Broncos in the offensive zone. Dribble behind the back is Stevens. Stevens will have to kick the ball back out for Halligan, and they'll reset the offense. Stevens, near midcourt, has the dribble. He's picked up by Janacek. Ball's knocked loose. It's not over and back because it was knocked back there. Peterson has it, lobs it on the inside. Too much pressure. They turn it over. Dogs on the run. With it is Pritchard. Pritchard has a shot blocked, but there's going to be a foul on Zane Peterson. That'll be his second. And so Pleasanton, in transition, will head to the free throw line as they draw the contact. The foul on Peterson, his second. And with 2:16 to go here, quarter number one, very high-paced game. Not a lot of scoring, though. Pleasanton hasn't been able to really get things going offensively. Pritchard now has 4 points in the game as he hits the free throw. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. So 11-6 after he makes the first free throw with 2:16 to go here. And the second free throw rolls around, hangs on the rim, and Pritchard gets a nice shooter's touch. 4-point ball game as Bentley brings it into the offensive zone. He's looking for Halligan. He gives it to him on the baseline near the 3-point arc. Man-to-man coverage here by the Dogs. Halligan uses up his dribble, looking for a cutter. They kick the ball back out for Austin Jen. He gives it top of the circle here for Halligan. Now back out for Bentley. Bentley inside for Halligan. Halligan looking for a cutter. Nice ball fake. Shot off glass. No good. Rebound by Brady Darby. And the Bulldogs answer back here. Pleasanton with the basketball. Driving the lane is going to be Pates. Pates barely draws a little iron. It's rebounded by Brady Darby. His shot won't fall. And Jared Petter with the rebound. Pass up ahead for Abbott. Abbott, great save. But it's stolen away by Pleasanton. With it is Wieners. Wiener gets the ball up ahead here for Pates. So another turnover on Amherst. And Pates finds the backdoor cutter and Pritchard. Pritchard shot in the lane. High off glass. It's up and good. So he hits the shot. He has 7 points in the quarter. He has 7 of the 9 Pleasanton points, and we got a 2-point ball game. Halligan, and he is fouled. Starting a little move, Brady Darby reached for the ball. That's going to be his second foul. So with 1:08 to go here, both teams have a couple of non-starters and a little bit of foul trouble. Zane Peterson has 2 for Amherst. Darby has 2 for Pleasanton. Clint Bentley checking back in here for Amherst. The inbounds for Ty Stevens as Halligan throws it in. 1:04 to go here. Halligan sets a little screen. They'll kick it off right side for Austin Jen. Back inside for Halligan. Halligan gets a little ball fake, drives the baseline, shoots it off glass. It's in, and he is fouled. That all started with a great little ball fake for Dylan Halligan. Halligan got the defender in the air, drove past him, put up the shot, and the defender, collapsing back to help, commits the foul. And I think, I didn't see who they gave it to. I think it's on John Colsheen. Haven't seen him put it up on the board yet. In any event, it is on Colsheen. So Halligan is at the line. He'll try to finish a 3-point play, and he does. So that'll push the lead back out to 5. 14-9 here. 50 seconds to go as Pleasanton brings it in the zone. Janacek off of a little screen. Dribbles to the left elbow. And again, great help defense here for Amherst. He'll kick the ball back out for Nichols. Jason Nichols works it back around. They're going to swing it around the perimeter. Entering it on the inside. And Colsheen can't come with that pass down low. Another turnover. Pleasanton gives up the basketball. And right now, Amherst might milk the clock a little bit. 24 seconds left before the end of the first quarter. Jen has it, and he'll play a little bit of catch here with Ty Stevens. And Stevens, 5-second count's going on, so he has to give it off for Jen. And again, they're just playing a little keep away. They get it to Halligan at the free throw line. 9 seconds left. Halligan, jumper up. Good. That is a nice soft touch there. 2 seconds left across midcourt. Jumper at the buzzer by Pritchard. Top of the key, and it's good. 3-pointer by Caleb Pritchard. Driving and floating at the top of the key at the buzzer. So 1 quarter's in the books, and it's been entertaining. Amherst 16, Pleasanton 12. Back after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. One of the most important member benefits for Farm Bureau members is the insurance programs offered. Farm Bureau provides coverage for your car, home, farm and ranch, crop hail, life, health, business, and retirement needs. Stop by the Buffalo County Farm Bureau offices in Kearney today.
Well, Pleasant gets a little boost at the buzzer as Caleb Pritchard hit a running top-of-the-key three-pointer at the buzzer. And they also have possession of the basketball at the start quarter number two. They get it off for Austin Pates. Top of the circle for Pritchard. Pritchard kicks left side. There's Tolles. He'll fire the three. A little bit too strong. Offensive rebound for Nichols. That shot won't fall. Ball fake after the rebound by Pritchard. That one won't go. Preble ends the possession and then has his pocket pick. It's stolen away by Pritchard, and Pritchard will score. Pritchard with 12 points in the game. That's a big bucket. Makes it a one-possession game, and momentum right now building for Pleasanton. With the dribble here is Ty Stevens. He'll kick it off on the left side, and he gets the ball back, and Amherst will slow it down, set up the half-court offense. Preble with a little bit of a screen. Dribbling is Stevens. He'll kick it on the right side for Jen. They enter it in to Bentley, who's outside the lane. Bounce pass through the lane. They get it for Preble on the low post. He'll kick the ball back out and will reset the offense. Amherst being patient here. That's a good sign after losing a little bit of momentum. Great coverage by Stevens. He actually fell down with the ball, was able to cover it and flip it out to Bentley. Great hustle by Bentley. The kick in the corner, and Dominic Abbott drains the three-pointer. Couple of heads-up plays there for Amherst to keep the play alive, and then Abbott cashes in with that three on the baseline. Dribbling is Pates. He'll take it to the free throw line. Now he's going to dribble it back out, and he finds Nichols on the right side on that baseline jumper. No good. A rebound by Clint Bentley, and Bentley will bring it into the offensive zone. He'll kick right side for Abbott, who hit the three-pointer a little bit ago. He's on the right side. He hit that tray on the left, and now he'll go back to that left side. Stevens with the dribble, gives it now to Jen, and they're going to enter it inside for Preble. Kicks it right back out for Abbott. Abbott thought about the three, and that little hesitation that he thought about cost him because people thought he was going to shoot. People stayed in the lane, and I'm not sure who the 3-second call was on, but Amherst turned over the ball there with the 3-second call. So 19-14. Amherst with a five-point lead, but Pleasanton has the basketball. Pates dribbles past the double team, drives it all the way to the baseline, kicks it out. Here's an open three. No good. Rebounded right back out into the hands of Clay Weber. Weber will save the possession, gets it out to the elbow to Janicek. His 15-foot jumper is no good. Bentley pulls down the rebound for Amherst, and the Broncos, a little secondary break here as they're on the run. Stevens has it, and we're going to have a reach on the inside. I think that probably will be on number 33, Clay Weber. And that's exactly who it's on. That'll be his first. And checking back into battle is going to be Dylan Halligan. Austin Jen will come out here as Preble is going to inbound it. They inbound the basketball to Stevens. Stevens enters it for Halligan. Halligan, fortunate, good hands there to maintain the possession. The ball was actually behind him as they bounced past it where he was, but he was moving at the time. Halligan gets the ball back, takes it to the baseline, and it's going to be stripped away by Pritchard. Pritchard comes up with a steal, brings it in the offensive zone, is going to drive all the way in, and he'll head to the line as he missed the layup in traffic. He was hit on the arm, and so he'll go to line and shoot two. And that'll be on number 20, Ty Stevens. Four fouls have been whistled against Amherst. Five against Pleasanton here in the first half. Free throw bounces around. No good for Pritchard. So Caleb Pritchard, who has 12 points in the ballgame, misses the first two free throws. His second one is up and good. Stevens Long cross-court pass, and Bentley will bring it across the timeline. He'll get it in the corner for Abbott. Abbott gets it back. Same spot, he hit the three. This time they put a little hand in his face. Clay Weber is there, and they'll kick it off on their right side for Clayton Preble. Preble, big guy, will drive the lane a little bit, kick it out, finds the open shooter. That's Stevens. His three is no good. And up high for the rebound is Janicek. Colin Janicek comes up with a rebound, and they'll enter it inside. Shot blocked. Tolles had it. It was actually blocked by Preble. Kicked out, though. And the ball rebounded by Bentley. Bentley pulls down the rebound. So both a block and a rebound there for Amherst. But a couple of looks at the basket here for Pleasanton. Kick on the right wing for Abbott. Abbott will fire the three. No good. Rebound for Weber. And Weber in traffic walked with the basketball. The Pleasanton fans groaned just a little bit. Thought that that was caused by a foul. No call there coming. Jacob Sadoff going to check in here for Amherst. Zane Peterson also into the game. Peterson's going to inbound it with 4:27 to go. His team leads it 19-14 as Amherst has the lead. Dribbling is Bentley. Bentley's pass stolen away by Pleasanton, and then it's stolen away. A couple of bad passes here, and a very athletic steal by Clint Bentley. Bentley gives it out for Dominic Abbott. Abbott with the dribble, looking inside for Sadoff, but they're going to kick the ball back out for Bentley. Sadoff trying to post up on the inside. They double-team that, so they'll kick it over for Peterson. Inside for Sadoff. Sadoff pass down to Abbott. Abbott, open jumper, no good. Sadoff with the rebound. Sadoff with a little spin inside, and the big man gets the offensive rebound and the bucket. Dribbling through Caleb Pritchard. Pritchard's going to kick in the corner for Weber. Weber for three, and he hits the three just like that. Pleasanton answers for a big response there. They drain the three in the lane. Ball fake. Stevens, now the floater. No good. Air ball picked up. Shot by Peterson. That won't fall. Long rebound. Derek Tolles. Tolles throws it up ahead. Pleasanton on the run. This is the game we anticipated as the drive by Janicek. In traffic, he lays it up and in. We've got a one-point ball game. Long outlet pass here for Amherst. Amherst drives the lane. Shot by Peterson. No good. Rebounded by Pritchard. Pritchard will pass the ball up ahead. On the drive is Pates. Pates, a little floater off glass. It's good. Pleasanton with the run. And for the first time tonight, they lead it 22-21. In the offensive zone is Stevens. Top of the circle, drives, hesitation dribble, shot, no good. Gets his own rebound, takes it off glass, and he'll score. And again, here's the high-octane basketball we anticipated. Pates on the dribble. Pates runs into Sadoff, and it is going to be a block on Sadoff. And I'll tell you what, I thought Sadoff was there. But must have been shifting or sliding at the very last moment, so Sadoff is going to be whistled for the block, and he'll get a little breather and a high five from the coaching staff. He played with a lot of energy out there. Five team fouls against both teams. The Dogs will inbound it. Open for the jumper on that far side is going to be Weber, and he drains his second three-pointer of the quarter. Kick into the corner here for Bentley. Bentley's going to drive the baseline. His shot is in, and he's heading to the line. Strong drive by Clint Bentley right down the baseline. Floated up there, got hit on the body. And Derek Tolles with his second personal foul. So Bentley ties things up at 25. He'll try to untie it here by finishing a three-point play. He bends the knees, fires the free throw. A little bit strong there. Up high for the rebound is Pritchard for Pleasanton. And they'll get the ball up ahead to Janicek. Into the offensive zone. 2.5 to go. Pocket pick. Nice steal by Austin Jen. Jen's going to hand it up to Bentley. Bentley tries to throw it inside. Ball's loose on the ground. Bentley had it. Stolen away by Pleasanton. Pleasanton on the run. Pass up ahead. Weber with the shot. He's fouled and heading to the line. Coast-to-coast basketball for both these two teams. And the layup by Pleasanton gives the Dogs the lead. And a bucket will count. And substitutions coming in here for Amherst. Halligan back into the game. The foul was whistled on Preble. That is his second. So a little bit of foul trouble for Clayton Preble. Free throw coming up here for Weber. He's got 8 points in the quarter. The free throw here is no good. Bentley pulls down the rebound. He'll let traffic clear and gives it for Stevens. Stevens on the bounce for Amherst. He'll take it in the lane, puts up a shot, banks it in, and he was fouled. He got the guy in the air, and when that happened, he put up a shot, banked it in from 15 feet, and he'll try to finish a three-point play. Great ad-lib there by Stevens. I don't think he had any intent at all of shooting the ball until the guy got in the air, and he said, at worst, I'm going to head to the free throw line. Well, he banked it in to tie it at 27, and after the foul, he finishes a three-point play. By the way, Tolles, that is his third foul of the game. Minute 50 to go here, second quarter, one-point lead for Amherst. Entry pass blocked by Halligan, but into the hands of Pates. Pates will reset the offense for Pleasanton. Pates will dribble. 15 feet away, kicks it out for Pritchard. That's an NBA three. It's no good. Up high for the rebound is Janacek. Janacek a little scoop on the inside, and he'll score. Again, he went high for the rebound, dribbled around the crowd, and flipped it up underhanded, and he gives Pleasanton the lead once again. Dominic Abbott. On the outside, he's going to reset the offense. Now he's going to penetrate a little bit. Weber with the coverage. Driving is Abbott, and Abbott, little floater. Good on the baseline. Not exactly a layup. He was about 6 feet off the glass when he floated that one up and in. Final minute of the first quarter, and it's been an first half, and it's been an entertaining half. Kick in the corner. Long jumper. No good for Janacek. Rebound for Austin Jen for Amherst, and Amherst, they couldn't possibly hold on to the ball for a final shot here. Both these two offenses are just a little bit too hot. But Stevens is going to slow things down a little bit. 35 seconds to go. Pressure coming by Janacek. They double-team the ball. They give it for Halligan. Halligan has his pocket pick with the steal. Here's Pates. Pates gives it up. Janacek lays it up and in. And we've got the ball just knocked away from somebody. No delay a game at all, but they do stop the clock with 21 seconds to go because the ball was rolling away from the officials. The officials blew the ball dead. Nobody intentionally rolled the ball away, so that's not a delay a game, but it does stop the clock. Bentley gets the ball back after he inbounded it. 16 seconds left. 1 point lead for Pleasanton. Amherst with the ball. 10 seconds left. With it is Petter. Petter will give the ball back off for Austin Jen. Jen will kick it off left side. Stevens thought about the three. 3 seconds left. Going to have to do something. Got the ball knocked loose. It's rolling around, and the horn will sound. Pleasanton has the lead heading into the locker room in what is a very entertaining game. Amherst trails 31-30. Pleasanton with the lead as we head to the locker rooms. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Amherst as the Pleasanton Bulldogs, a little run at the end of the second quarter, gives them a 31-30 lead. Amherst led pretty much exclusively through the first quarter, and then Pleasanton got things going offensively in that second quarter. 19 points in the quarter, that's pretty high-octane stuff, and that's what Pleasanton did in that quarter number two, and the Bulldogs lead it 31-30. And you can kind of hear in the background a little cheer camp going on here in Amherst, and the young ladies that the youngest of the young ladies out there learning to cheer, they're doing a pretty good job, and Cute little girl over there. She hasn't quite got into it yet, but she's cute enough it'll work. Anyway, we're at halftime. Pleasanton with a 31-30 lead here at the break. You are listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Little girls lined up where they're supposed to be. Let's give you our scoring here in the first half. Leading the way for the Bulldogs is Caleb Pritchard. Pritchard had 13 points here in the first half. One of the biggest plays was that three-pointer at the buzzer, top of the key, at the end of the first quarter. So he has 13 points here at intermission. Clay Weber hit a couple of three-pointers in that second quarter, and he's got 8 points in half number one. Colin Janicek, all six of his points came in the second quarter. He's got six in the game. And Austin Pates with 4 points. For Amherst, very balanced scoring for them. Ty Stevens has hit the only three-pointer of the game. Excuse me, I take that back. Stevens hit a three-pointer, has 8 points here in their first half. Dominic Abbott also with a big three-pointer on that left wing over there. He's got 5 points here at intermission. Five also for Dylan Halligan. Four for Clint Bentley. Clayton Preble with 6 points in the game, and Jacob Sadoff with 2 points as well. Preble, great early start to the game, as I think he had all six of their early points as Preble with 6 points here at intermission. Really, they went inside to him and did a good job with those offensive rebounds and got a lot done. Since then, Amherst has kind of slowed down a little bit offensively and relied a little bit more with that outside game, but they're still obviously very much in this one. It's a one-point game here at intermission. Pleasanton leads it 31-30. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back here to Amherst at halftime. It is Pleasanton with a 31-30 lead here at the break. And let's kind of set up our weekend for you of sports here on our network of stations. Going on right now on our sister station On the Breeze, we have coverage of USHL hockey as the Storm are at home this weekend. And tonight the Storm are taking on Fargo. They'll also be taking on Fargo tomorrow night in a game that will be heard right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And the pregame for that will start around 6:45. But oh no, that's not the only sports that we have for you tomorrow here on KKPR. In the afternoon, an interesting matchup between St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic in a girl-boy doubleheader. Coverage of the girls' game will start around 2:20. The boys' game is set for a tip around 4:15 or so, and we'll have both games for you, St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic, tomorrow afternoon from Cope Coliseum. That should be a great matchup. Kearney Catholic got some fairly good news, not great news, but fairly good news today. Brian Huseman, one of their premier players for Kearney Catholic, did hurt his knee last night. Don't know exactly the extent of the injury, but from what we've been able to find out and understand, that they think that he'll be out for a month, perhaps at the most. So in any event, there is the hope that he will be back later this season. It was feared that he blew out his ACL, and what we kind of think is the case is probably, again, I don't want to speculate exactly what the injury is, but the understanding is that within a month or so, he may very well be back. He'll be lost to the Stars tomorrow, and again, there's a few injuries for St. Cecilia as well, but that should be a great matchup on the boys' side as well as the girls' side. Again, we'll have St. Cecilia Kearney Catholic for you tomorrow beginning around 2:20 right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And tomorrow we have two NFL games for you as well, but we'll begin the day of sports on our sister station on the ESPN Superstation with Connecticut at Notre Dame in basketball at around 10:45 a.m. That'll be followed by the NFL playoffs, the Saints at the Niners. That will be about a 3 o'clock tip. That'll be about 3 o'clock kickoff with the pregame. And then the Broncos at the New England Patriots. That's for you on Saturday. Sunday we'll have the two other NFL playoff games on the ESPN Superstation, the Texans at the Ravens, followed by the Giants at the Packers. So plenty of action coming up here in the next few days on our network of stations. And again, we'll have college basketball for you on Sunday. Wisconsin will be at Nebraska, and we'll have that game for you on the 15th on Sunday on our sister station on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. And that game is set for a tip-off at around 5. Pregame will start at 4 on the Husker Sports Network. Tomorrow night, Donovan Trumbull at Adams Central. That should be a great game on the Breeze tomorrow night, as that'll be a great matchup in the LUPLAC conference action. A little bit longer halftime because of the cheer camp, and so a little bit longer fill time here for us as Pleasanton and Amherst are just returning back on the court, and we're still about 5 minutes away or so from starting the second half. So we'll take another quick break. Once again, our halftime score, Pleasanton leads it 31-30 over Amherst. We'll take a break. We're back right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis, insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
And welcome back here to Amherst, where the Pleasanton Bulldogs lead at halftime, 31-30 in what has been a very entertaining boys basketball game. Earlier tonight, Amherst rolled against Pleasanton in girls basketball 68-30 in that one. The boys game has been a dandy. Amherst led much of the first half, and then a little run by Pleasanton. They took the lead at 20-19, and it just seesawed back and forth from that point on. And Pleasanton heads to the locker room leading at 31-30. Both teams out there now and warming up a little bit as we still have about 3 minutes left to go in our halftime. If you remember halftime of the girls' game, we had the opportunity to talk with Clark Ribble, the head basketball coach at Amherst. And we kind of asked him what was the most important statistic for his team tonight, and he said it was points from the free throw line. They need to get to the line, and then when they get there, they need to score. Well, good news is they're shooting pretty well from the line. They're 2 out of 3, but the problem is they've only made 2 trips to the free throw line. Again, not a lot of free throws here for Amherst, and only one of them has checked that. Two of them have been when they were driving. I think Coach Ribble wanted to kind of draw that contact and drive and be kind of that team that's penetrating. That's how they would get to the free throw line. Well, they haven't really done that a lot, even though they have completed a couple of 3-point plays. But they have not had that many trips to the line, I think, to probably make Coach Ribble happy here in the game. And Pleasanton, after trailing down a little bit earlier, kind of got things going as kind of played that fast-paced game that both these two teams want to play, but Pleasanton got a little bit of an advantage of that as they had a nice little stretch there where they scored 6 straight points to take the lead, and it's been back and forth ever since. Once again, halftime, 31-30, Pleasanton with the lead. And we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the second half right after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
Amherst has possession of the basketball first to start the second half, and they'll drive and kick it into the corner. Austin Jen open, and he drains a three. His first 3 points of the ball game. Nice little penetration there by Stevens, who kicked it out. And now they'll give the ball out for Pates for Pleasanton. Pates trying to dribble up against Stevens. Stevens, good job there moving his feet, and so resetting the offense is going to be Pates. And Pates now dribbles from the corner all the way to top of the circle. They try a little give and go. There's nothing going on there, so he'll kick it out for Caleb Pritchard. Pritchard dribbling up against Bentley here. He'll drive, shot no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. Both teams going with their starters here in the second half. So for Pleasanton, that'll be Pates, Pritchard, Janicek, Weber, and Tolles. For Amherst, it's Jen, Stevens, Halligan, Bentley, and Preble. The foul is whistled against Clint Bentley. That's going to be his first of the second half. Dogs to inbound it, and they have the inbounds tip. And it is out of bounds. Trying to make the steal there was Austin Jens. Nice little tip there, but he couldn't quite track down the ball after making that tip. So now Pleasanton will end down near midcourt. They kick it off right side for Weber. Weber gets it in. Pritchard shot high off glass. Wow, that's a tough shot. He scores. He has 15 in the game. And that'll tie things back up here at 33. We've had a number of ties in the game. Dangerous pass. Now they enter it inside for Halligan. Halligan's shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Misses, and then we're going to have a foul on the rebound. The push is going to be on Austin Jen. That'll be his first foul as well as he battled in there trying to get the rebound. And a couple of shots at point-blank range for Dylan Halligan. He couldn't quite finish the deal. And as a result, a foul on the other end, and we're going to have a block whistled against Ty Stevens. Stevens, that'll be his second foul. And Pates was on the dribble. So 6:48 to go here. Clark Ribble does not agree with the call. With the dribble is going to be Weber. Weber gives it for Pates. Pates in the lane, has to kick the ball back out for Pritchard. Pritchard kicks in the corner. There's Weber, and Weber hits the three. His third three-pointer of the game. He's got 11 so far in the contest. And Preble is going to help bring the ball in the offensive zone. Gives it to Bentley. Bentley, pass knocked down. Loose ball knocked out of bounds. And it's last touch by Pleasanton. Nearly turned over on two different fronts. That was almost stolen, and the 10-second count was getting pretty close. Janicek putting great pressure on the ball. Preble is going to inbound it. Less pressure now. Preble brings it across the timeline. He'll be able to dump the ball off for Stevens. Stevens will drive, kick in the corner. There's Jen. Jen pass inside for Preble, who kicks it back out. They'll swing it around Abbott. Abbott will give it on the baseline for Stevens, and Stevens is held as he begins to drive the baseline. He's held by Clay Weber, and that's going to be his second foul. A little hold called in there, and Preble is going to inbound it in the corner of his own baseline. And he'll just throw it across the lane into the hands of Jen now. Jen, they dare him to shoot the three. He does. It's no good. Rebounded by Pates. Pates very quickly, a two-on-two here, going to drive to the baseline, step up, and score. Austin Pates, a great drive, got the ball fake to get the defender out of position and then leaned it up and under, and it's a five-point lead here for Pleasanton, their largest lead of the game, as the ball is knocked into the backcourt and stolen away by Pleasanton. With the steal is Pritchard, and Pritchard will lay it up and in. 17 points in the game for him. Timeout, Amherst, and the folks from Pleasanton are on their feet. 40-33, 5:37 to go in the third quarter. Timeout, Amherst. We're back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, after hitting a three-pointer to start the quarter, Amherst hit a three, but then Pleasanton answers with nine straight points, prompting that timeout just a little bit ago. And again, Pleasanton putting full court pressure on. With the dribble is going to be Ty Stevens. Stevens brings it into the offensive zone. They throw it on the baseline. Abbott, jumper, no good. Offensive rebound by Jen, and Jen is clobbered. So he'll go to the line, and he'll have a couple of shots here as he was going up strong. And so he'll go to the line and will shoot two free throws. This will be the first trip to the line for Austin Jen. Jen with that offensive rebound, and then he was fouled by Darby. The free throw is no good. And by the way, that's the third foul on Darby. Jason Nichols going to check in, and Clay Weber is going to come out. Bending the knees is Jen at the free throw line. He strokes that one in. Makes it a six-point lead here for Pleasanton. They've got the basketball in that offensive zone. And that turnover, ball knocked loose by Jen. Jen gets the outlet after the loose ball. He'll give it off right side for Stevens. Stevens drives the lane. He loses it. It's going to be tied up. Alternating possessions. Yeah, the arrow should be and is pointing to Pleasanton. Amherst got the ball to start the quarter. And here after 2 minutes and 48 seconds, a pretty good battle. The ball will go over to Pleasanton with the alternating possession rule. Caleb Pritchard will get it. He's picked up defensively by Clint Bentley. Pritchard across the timeline. Bentley trying to shut him off, but Pritchard dribbles around it in the lane, has his pocket pick. It's stolen away. Another nice outlet. Jen's going to lay it up and in. Good job of passing the ball up ahead. They threw it to the first white jersey, and then another pass, another pass. It was actually three passes that was able to set up Jen for that easy layup after the steal. So on the baseline with the basketball is Janicek. Janicek gives the ball away. Jumper no good for Pritchard. Ball loose on the rebound, and we're going to have a push whistled against Amherst, as snagging the rebound was Jason Nichols, and Nichols then was fouled. Checking in for the Dogs going to be Clay Weber. And Weber's going to trigger the inbounds on the baseline. Amherst will send Zane Peterson into the game with 4:38 to go. 40-36. Pleasanton with the lead and the basketball. Weber bounce passes it to Nichols. Nichols will work it back around the perimeter. They'll kick it for Pates. Pates will step up, fire the three, and he hits the three. His first three-pointer of the game. He's got 9 points in the game, and Amherst needs to find an answer back. Peterson on the baseline. Nice entry pass for Bentley. Bentley gets the bucket and the foul. Got the ball with a real quick little entry pass. Immediately drove to the rack. And that is exactly what Clark Ribble was talking about at halftime of the girls' game, where they wanted to get that penetration and wanted to attack the basket. The foul whistled on Janicek is going to be his first. And Preble's going to get a little bit of a breather here as Dylan Halligan comes in. And Bentley will try to finish the three-point play. Bentley, 6 points in the game. Make it seven as he hits the free throw. Makes it a four-point game, 43-39. Quickly up ahead to Pates. Pates thought about the three in the corner, but he gets a little screen, and he'll just dump the ball back out for Jason Nichols. Nichols gives it on the elbow to Weber. Weber in the lane. Bounce pass, driving, shooting, and scoring is Austin Pates. Nice little drive through the lane. And Pleasanton gets a good bucket out of it. Bentley quickly up ahead for Jen. Jen enters it down low for Peterson. Peterson at the strong post move. His first points of the night. And again, that cuts the lead back down to four. Kick into the corner. Pates open for three. Shoots the three. Hits the three. He has come alive here in the third quarter. 10 points in the quarter. And a seven-point Pleasanton lead. Every time Amherst has an answer, it seems that Pleasanton has an answer back. Halligan, he'll fire the three. A little bit too strong. Rebound tipped out. Janicek comes up with it. Janicek going to take it to the baseline. He's shut off by Bentley. They'll reset the offense. Give it in the corner to Darby. Darby kicks out for Janicek. Janicek, long jumper, no good. Defensive rebound. Bentley snags the bound. Brings it in the offensive zone for Amherst. He'll try a little fadeaway jumper. It's no good. Pates pulls down the rebound, and he's going to slowly bring it up court, at least as slowly as we do in this game anyway. He'll take it to the free throw line, kick it out for Nichols. Nichols, long bounce pass, stolen away. Jen comes up with it. Jen lays it up and in. Austin Jen with the defensive play, turning into offensive points to make it now a five-point game. And ball knocked loose, and Halligan comes up with it. A couple of straight turnovers here for Pleasanton, their last two possessions. On the baseline, open for the jumper, Peterson. A little bit too strong. Dominic Abbott pulls down the rebound. He'll kick it back out here for Bentley. They'll reset the offense. Three-pointer, no good for Jen. Offensive rebound, kick out, three, no good for Abbott. And finally, the rebound by Janicek. And we got a timeout here for Pleasanton. Brandon Kavan wants to kind of set something up here. Again, Amherst may be a little bit too content to shoot from the outside. They had a couple of looks, but they missed the shots. Timeout Pleasanton. We'll take a timeout with them. It's 48-43. Dogs with the lead and the timeout. We're back after this.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
A five-point game here as Pleasanton and Amherst right now playing at kind of a torrid pace, but that torrid pace it's led to it being a little sloppy, and that's probably one reason why Brandon Caban has decided to call the timeout here for Pleasanton. And again, I think he also has an opportunity to not throw a knockout punch, but really put Amherst behind the eight ball a little bit, because it's a five-point game. If Pleasanton can get a bucket here, kind of changes the tone of the game a little bit with 2:11 to go here in the third quarter. Still plenty of basketball left in this one, obviously. Pleasanton brings in the offensive zone. They'll kick it right side for Caden Zwiener. Zwiener, pass, knocked loose, saving it as Jen, and that's an athletic play by Jen to save it. Bentley comes up with it, and Amherst has held defensively. They bring in the offensive zone, enter it for Preble on the baseline. Preble will drive, Preble will back in, and Clayton Preble uses his body to score. I think he had the first 6 points of the ballgame. This are his first points since then. Cuts the lead down to three. Driving is Toll, so give it out for Pritchard. Pritchard kicks in the corner. Weber will fire a three. No good. Preble with the rebound, and Preble will hand the ball off for Bentley. Here come the Broncos. Preble looks on the inside. Halligan trying to post up. Nothing going on there, so they'll give it for Peterson, who gives it off right side for Preble. Preble near the three-point line. He'll get it top of the circle here for Bentley. Back around they go. They get it in for Halligan. Halligan's well-defensed there by Pritchard, so they'll kick the ball back out for Jen. Back around the perimeter we go, and now Preble does have it behind the three-point arc. Gives it inside for Jen. Jen posted up. His shot no good. Not a bad look there. Tolles pulls down the rebound, brings it up ahead, and he steps through traffic and took an extra step in the process. Amherst did a nice job of shutting him off, and Tolles trying to do a little bit too much there. For the Bulldogs, some substitutions as Nichols checks back into the game with Austin Pates. For Amherst, Dominic Abbott comes in. So Preble and Abbott are out there helping bring the ball up is Clint Bentley. On the dribble is Abbott right now. He's picked up defensively by Tolles. Preble looking for the ball in the corner, but driving up is Abbott, and Abbott, a little scoop shot up and in. Found a little seam, drove past the defender, and he makes it a one-point ball game. With the dribble is Pates. Pates will get it for Pritchard. Pritchard, top of the key, gets a little screen to Pates. Pates has the dribble and has the ball knocked loose. It's stolen away by Amherst. Preble has the ball after it was taken away by Bentley. Bentley gets it back, brings it across the timeline for Preble, top of the key. He'll dish right wing for Abbott. Abbott on the baseline, and they're going to wave it off. I think he walked. Yes, he did. They wave off the shot as he took a little bunny hop there, trying to get around the Pleasanton defense. He hit the shot. In the NBA, they would have counted that. Pates will bring it in the offensive zone. Dogs lead by one. 6 seconds left. He's got it at the free throw line. Quickly, Pates has it. His pass stolen away. Here's the jumper, top of the key at the buzzer. It's no good after the steal as Dominic Abbott tried to recreate what Pritchard did at the end of the first quarter. He couldn't do it in the third, and that's why Pleasanton still has the lead. They lead it 48-47. Fourth quarter of a lot of drama coming up right after this timeout.
Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years. And they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments, and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Well, it has been an entertaining basketball game, to say the least. And still anybody's game. Amherst, down by a point, will inbound the basketball. Tossing it in is Austin Jen. Jen will give it off to Stevens. Stevens has his pocket pick. The ball was tipped, so even though Stevens hit the half-court line, it is not over and back. Stevens gets the ball back after a quick pass, and this time it is stolen away. Pates with the steal, and he is fouled putting up the shot. And again, that's the intentional but yet not called intentional foul, where they make the guy shoot twice from the free throw line instead of once as a layup. And Pates has a little hitch in his giddy up. He fell somewhat awkwardly after the foul by Ty Stevens. By the way, Stevens, that is his fourth personal foul. So two free throws coming up here for Austin Pates. So not a bad foul, except for Stevens now in pretty serious foul trouble. Free throw by Pates, up and good. He's got 15 in the game. He has 15. Caleb Pritchard has 17 in the game. And Clay Weber, who was red hot in that second quarter, he has 11. He's hit three-pointers, has Weber. So Pates with 15 now. His free throw up, in and out, no good. Up high for the rebound is Bentley. Bentley pulls it down, down by two. He's got the dribble, brings in the offensive zone, 7.5 to go. Kick right wing. Zane Peterson had checked in during the free throws. Lost the ball momentarily, but he's able to get it to Bentley. Bentley's pass stolen away by Pates again. Bad behind the back pass. Left-handed layup for the Bulldogs. It's off the mark, and now Amherst has numbers. In the offensive zone is Bentley, and we've got a foul. That was a great pass by Pates, but the left-handed layup was off the mark there. And now we got a little hold on the far side on Pleasanton. That'll go against Clay Weber. That is his third. And Peterson will inbound on the far sideline. He'll get it for Dominic Abbott. Abbott, left side for Bentley. Near the top of the key. Bentley still has his dribble, and Pates going there right with him. Entry pass for Dylan Halligan, and they bounced it too far away for Halligan to be able to get there. Halligan was posted up, but not real open, especially with the pressure being put on the ball. So that'll be a turnover on Amherst. And the Dogs will bring in the offensive zone. Pritchard kicks it out. Pates thought about the three, takes it to the free throw line, spins out, gets it for Pritchard. Pritchard three, no good. High for the rebound is Janicek. Janicek's shot won't fall, and we got a foul on the rebound. Snagging the bound was Zane Peterson, and the foul on Clay Weber is going to be his fourth, and he puts his hands in the air like, oh, what did I do? But well, he's whistled for his fourth personal foul. He'll come out of the game. One of the better shooters for the Dogs here. He'll come out in foul trouble, and Jason Nichols will come in. And again, Pleasanton will try some full court pressure here. They're looking for a place to trap. Tolles will pick up the defense against Bentley, and Tolles is going to be whistled for a block. And that's going to be the fourth on him. So Weber's got four. Tolles has four. So a couple of starters here for the Bulldogs in foul trouble. Brady Darby, not a starter, but he's got three fouls as well. So they put 45 up on the board, but that's not Brendan Axman. He's not in the game. Pass on the right side. Jumper by Jen. Up and good. Jen drains in the three-pointer, and Amherst takes the lead. And we're going to have a little reach by Jen as he was dribbling up court. As the Bulldogs are dribbling up court, Jen trying to maybe do a little bit too much, commits the foul. And that's now 16 fouls against both of these two teams. Second personal foul on Jen. So one-point ball game. Down by a point. Pleasanton will spin the ball around the perimeter. Pates, long pass. That's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Bentley. Bentley does not have numbers, so he'll have to slow it down. Dogs trying to trap. Bentley gets it to Preble. Preble kicks it out for Halligan. Halligan for three, top of the key. No good. Rebound tipped around. And back inside. Extra pass. Jumper. Good for Austin Jen. They tipped the ball around until Dominic Abbott came up with it. Abbott with a great pass to Jen, and Jen laid it up and in. Here we got a little drive, and we got a foul on the drive before the shot. And Amherst, that was heads-up basketball down there, and really about three or four guys making pretty headsy plays, passing the ball around and tipping it around. The foul on Halligan, that is going to be his first. And that is going to send Caleb Pritchard to the free throw line. Pritchard, 17 points in the game. And he is 4 of 6 from the free throw line. when he hits that free throw. So that'll make him 5 of 7. 18 points in the game for Caleb Pritchard. And it is 52-50. Second free throw good. 1 point ball game. Amherst with the lead and the basketball. 5:55 to go. Clayton Preble facing a little bit of pressure here. Stays in the middle, so there's no chance to trap him in. He'll bounce pass it for Bentley. Bentley has the dribble. Right wing with it is Jen, well behind the three-point arc. He'll try to work it inside, and the pass stolen away by Pates. Another Amherst turnover. And Pates brings in the offensive zone. Top of the circle. They'll get the ball out for Caleb Pritchard. Back out for Pates. 5:25, a little screen. Pates too far away to actually shoot from there. So he'll kick it to Pritchard. Pritchard pass through the lane. Knocked down by Dominic Abbott, and they're going to tie it up. Is there going to be a foul or a timeout? The ball was not tied up. Dominic Abbott had it. The timeout by one of his teammates to save the possession. 5:18 to go in the ball game. Timeout Amherst. Broncos will inbound when we come back after this.
You've heard of CHS Agri-Service Center, but have you tried us? At CHS Agri-Service Center, we buy and sell grain, and our great people can get your trucks in and out quickly. Take advantage of our variable rate program. We'll get your fertilizer there on time at the right time. We sell petroleum products, and we have hardware stores and car care centers at multiple locations. Serving South Central Nebraska, visit chsagri.com. CHS Agri-Service Center, people and resources you can count on. Always.
I believe it was Clint Bentley that called the timeout. Whoever did it for Amherst, that was a very headsy play. Bentley gets the inbounds here, and he's facing some pressure, dribbles through it, passes it up ahead, a little bit short, intercepted by Pritchard. Pritchard has numbers, gives it in underneath, layup, no good for Janicek, but there is a foul. So Colin Janicek, 6 points in the game, will make his first trip to the line and will have two free throws. So Pritchard with the interception, the pass up ahead for Janicek, and Bentley, who threw the ball away, is called for the block. So Janicek, two shots, and the first one is short. 52-51. Eight fouls been whistled against Amherst, six against Pleasanton. So both teams are in the bonus. Janicek's second free throw will tie us at 52. And with it is number 52, Clayton Preble. No pressure put on him as he brings it across the timeline. Still has his dribble, and he'll give it off on the left wing for Dominic Abbott. Halligan posting up, but they can't find him because of pressure being put on the ball. Bentley has the dribble, looking again inside for Halligan. Great bounce pass for Preble, but Preble has his pocket pick. Wow, Jason Nichols with a great defensive play to come up with the basketball. Right side Pritchard, he'll get it out for Pate. Pates on the dribble here. Tied at 52. He'll kick it off left wing for Zwiener. Caden Zwiener will help work the ball around for Nichols. Back inside for Zwiener. And now right back out for Nichols. Nichols with the dribble. Will now spin it for Pates. Pates, 15 points in the game. Will drive. Will scoop. Little bit too strong. Rebounded by Bentley. And here come the Broncos trying to break the tie. They bring in the offensive zone. Backdoor cut on the baseline. That's Jen. His layup, no good. Rebound tipping around. Last touch by whom? It's last touch by Pleasanton. I think Nichols actually tried to save it after he hit the baseline, so it will be Amherst basketball, and they'll inbound it underneath their own basket. Clayton Preble will inbound here. And they will just have to throw it. They try to throw it cross-court. And a little interesting in my mind, anyway, that that Preble is the guy that actually inbounds it. He is 6'2", one of the taller players, and he's the one that inbounds. They'll get it out for Jen. They'll cycle through, find a cutter. That's Jen, and Jen, wow, that's a tough shot. He lays it up and in. 15 points in the game for Jen, and Jen knocks the ball loose as they're throwing it up court. It is last touch by Amherst, nearly a steal. But Austin Jen has erupted here in the second half. With the basketball, Janicek. He'll kick right wing for Weber. Weber has it tied up by Peterson. It's a jump ball. Possession arrow pointing to the Dogs. But that was pretty good defense here for Amherst. 3:47 to go. Amherst with a two-point lead. Pleasanton with the basketball. They'll inbound it, and they'll throw it in the backcourt. Pates will bring it into the forecourt here with 3:45 to go. Little screen, he'll drive off of it, take it to the baseline, dump it on the inside, but off the hands of his teammate and out of bounds. Caleb Pritchard couldn't hold on to it. Little timing play, took it to the baseline. Pritchard drove in, got the pass, but just couldn't reel it in as he was in the air when he tried to make the catch. So a turnover on Pleasanton, and Amherst brings it in the offensive zone. Bentley picked up by Pates. Pates may have gotten away with a reach, but Dominic Abbott has the basketball here for Amherst. 5 second count not going on as he's not tightly defended. Bentley has it. Bentley facing pressure from Pates. Now a little give and go. They'll give a top of the circle. With it is Zane Peterson. Peterson will just reset the offense, giving it to Jen. They're spreading the floor nicely are the Amherst Broncos, and Pleasanton moving their feet on defense. Entry pass down low, knocked loose by the Dogs. Into the hands of Peterson, and they'll reset the offense. Pleasanton an eyelash away from making the steal. 2-point lead here for Pleasanton with 2:50 to go. 5 second count going on the dribble is Bentley. Bentley from the free throw line stops, gives it to Abbott. Abbott has the ball knocked away. Good hands by Pates. Pates with the steal, a 2-on-1. Pates, hesitation dribble, little floater, no good. Rebounded by Jen. Pates thought he was going to get fouled. The defender backed away. No foul, and Austin Jen comes up with the basketball. Dominic Abbott on the baseline, has his dribble. Stops in the lane, a lot of contact, shot no good. And again, a lot of contact, and Caleb Pritchard comes up with a rebound for Pleasanton. Austin Pates in the offensive zone is just going to hand it off here for Janicek. The officials have let him play. Janicek will drive and dish, and then we got a block on the inside. Got a block, whistled on number 22, Zane Peterson, I believe. And that is going to send Colin Janicek to the line. Dylan Halligan checks in here for Amherst. Ty Stevens also back into the game. And a 1-and-1 coming up here for Colin Janicek. His first free throw is good. That earns him the bonus. Earns him the opportunity to tie things up at 54. 1-point lead right now for Amherst with 2:03 to go in the ballgame. Colin Janicek ties the game. And Amherst gets the inbounds. Dribbling up is Bentley. Bentley is going to take it on the baseline. Dump inside for Halligan. And Halligan is fouled. As soon as Halligan made the catch, he was underneath the basket. There wasn't probably much of an opportunity for him to do much with it. But he was bumped as he made the catch, and the foul on Tolles is his fifth. So he fouls out of the game with a minute 56 to go. No points, but a couple of rebounds. So he is out of the game. Caden Zwiener is going to check in. Let's go, do it. So Dylan Halligan. Front end of the 1-and-1 here. And it's bouncing around, no good. Ripped out of there by Caleb Pritchard. He's going to wait for traffic to clear. Pritchard, 19 points in the game, has pulled down his seventh rebound as well. Pates works it back around the perimeter. Weber in the corner. Weber will drive, kick out for Zwiener. Zwiener from the free throw line gives it out for Pates. Pates, well covered, not going to shoot top of the key here. Gets a little screen, but Pates can't shoot. Because Bentley fought through the screen. In the lane, in trouble. Pritchard shot off the mark. It was deflected by one of the Broncos and out of bounds with a minute 23 to go here. So the Dogs will inbound underneath their own basket, tied at 54. Pleasanton will just lob it in up high to get it at near midcourt as Austin Pates. And right now, zone for Amherst. They're going to try to trap if the ball comes on the side, so they'll kick it left wing for Zwiener. Back into the corner, ball fake by Weber. Weber's pass stolen away, ball loose, knocked around. Janicek somehow comes up with it, and a timeout here for the Bulldogs. They want to talk about it. Minute 5 to go, timeout Bulldogs. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back. Give you a quick game reset. We're tied at 54. Next foul by Amherst will send Pleasanton to the line to shoot two. Amherst is in the single bonus here. Pleasanton has possession of the basketball. Each team, plenty of timeouts left. Colin Janicek gets the inbound. He'll kick it right side for Weber. Back around the perimeter we go here. Pritchard has it. Pritchard, 56 seconds left. Pass almost stolen away, but Janicek gets it. Kicks it right side for Pates, who fires the three. No good. Rebounded by Pritchard for Pleasanton. They'll get the ball to Weber. Weber drives the baseline. Kicks it out. Now driving is Pritchard. Pritchard, low floater. Up and in. Two-point lead for Pleasanton. 38 seconds to go. Here's Bentley in the offensive zone. Again, Amherst has not won a tight one yet this year, and they just lost the ball, but it was touched last by Pleasanton. Janicek there defensively. He was the last to touch it. The official was right there. So Amherst will inbound on that far sideline. Clayton Preble will lob it for Halligan, and it's intercepted and tied up. It's tied up. Halligan got a hand in it. It's tied up, and the possession arrow pointing to Amherst. So the Broncos now will be able to inbound it underneath their own basket with 28 seconds to go. Ty Stevens is going to do the honors here for Amherst. And we'll see if they set something up for Preble. They get it in for Halligan. Halligan has it behind the three-point arc. Five-second count going on. Finds Stevens in time and a timeout here for Clark Ribble. Good timeout, Coach. 21 seconds to go. Important possession here for Amherst. Timeout. It's a full one, but we'll take only a 30-second timeout. We'll be back for the final, well, perhaps last possession for Amherst. We're back right after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to Amherst. Again, we're in the final throes of the game. The possession arrow now pointing to Pleasanton, but Amherst benefits from the possession arrow here as they'll be able to inbound it underneath their own basket. And still a couple of timeouts left for Pleasanton. Three timeouts left for Pleasanton, two for Amherst. So neither team really in threat of running out of timeouts here with only 21 seconds to go in regulation. On the sideline, Clayton Preble is going to inbound it, and they get it in for Halligan. Halligan is really harassed, but he handles the ball, now has his dribble, and he'll get the ball back out here for Ty Stevens. Stevens dribbling up against Pates. Stevens drives all the way in. Layup, no good. Rebound saved by Bentley, but tipped around. Loose ball picked up by the Bulldogs, and a foul. 4 seconds to go, and Pleasanton will try to ice the game. Colin Janicek is fouled, and two shots coming up for him on the other end of the court. He is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, and Bentley, great job of saving it, but anticipating that was Janicek, who knocked the ball around, and also Zwiener. Actually, Zwiener was the first to tip it. It ended up with Janicek. And with 4.2 to go, two free throws coming up here. The first one is on the way and perfect for Janicek. Checking in is Dominic Abbott for Amherst. 57-54, three-point lead for Pleasanton. And Janicek can almost seal the deal here with the free throw. It is on the way, and it is good. 4-point lead. Timeout Amherst with 4.2 to go. Full timeout for Amherst. They're going to have to catch lightning in a bottle with only 4.2 left. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout, and we'll see how this one ends right after this.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Connolly and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Welcome back here to Amherst. It has been a great basketball game, but a couple of late three free throws for Colin Janicek may have sealed the deal. Amherst still has a timeout left, so if they score, they can at least force Pleasanton to inbound it. But first things first, they've got to score. And you don't technically need to get a three-pointer here, but if you don't get a three-pointer, you probably will have to commit the foul. And then the free throws, and then you would again be in the same condition here in just a few seconds. So you probably need the three here, and we'll see if they can maybe make something miraculous happen here. Dylan Halligan can run the baseline if they want to. Pleasanton is going to go full court pressure here, and Halligan is going to throw the ball up ahead. There's Bentley. Bentley is going to shoot from near midcourt, and the ball goes out of bounds as it misses everything with 0.9 to go. Kind of needed to do that, even though I could have got a better look. The inbounds goes off the leg of Austin Jen, and no time went off the clock. Still 0.9 to go. And they'll inbound the ball, and actually inbounded it to Amherst. Kind of interesting. They just inbounded the ball to Austin Jen. Jen a little surprised, but put up the shot, and it went in at the buzzer. That's a very strange way to end the game. And the bucket should have counted. It says 54-58 on the clock, but it should be 58-56. That's what I'm writing in my book anyway. 58-56. A two-point win here for Pleasanton as they win a tough one on the road. Yeah, they do put the bucket up there. Our final, Pleasanton wins it on the road by a bucket. Very entertaining game. We're going to take a quick break. We got a lot of stuff to add up here, so we'll take a good minute and a half timeout. We'll come back with our Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
And welcome back here to Amherst as the Broncos fight hard, play hard, but it is Pleasanton who's been on a little bit of a road lately, picking up a 58-56 point win, a 58-56 win here for Pleasanton. Your postgame report brought to you by Misco Sports. Get your game on now at Misco's, at least in the downtown Kearney Center for another week. A week from today, they will be closing their doors. They have a great inventory reduction sale going on, and then after that, they're going to be concentrating on team sales and dealing directly with the high schools, so their Kearney location will be closing. But still another week of great savings at Misco Sports. Stop by, located in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's give you a little scoring summary. We'll begin, first of all, for Pleasanton, as the only points they got in the game were from their five starters. And here's how their scoring went. 21 points from Caleb Pritchard, as he very solid down the stretch. Four very important points in the fourth quarter. And again, the shooting from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, a big deal here for Pleasanton. They shot very well from the line in the quarter. We'll talk more about that here in a second. But Pritchard finished with 21, 15 points from Austin Pates, 11 points for Colin Janicek, and 11 points here for Clay Weber. The Bulldogs led at halftime 31-30, and they go on and win the second half as well by a point, and they win this one 58-56. For Amherst, leading the way for them was Austin Jen. He finished with 17 points on the night. After that, very balanced scoring. Dominic Abbott finished with 7, 2 points for Zane Peterson, 7 for Clint Bentley. Clayton Preble finished with 8 points on the night, and Jacob Sadoff, nice strong move earlier. He finished with 2 points in the game and 5 points for Dylan Halligan. A little more of a quiet night for him, as he did not score at all in the second half. So once again, our final score, 58-56. Pleasanton hit a big shot down the stretch and then hit a couple of free throws to kind of ice the deal. They only had one field goal in the fourth quarter, but they did a lot of damage at the free throw line, where they hit 2, 4, 5, 7, 8 of 10 free throws in the fourth quarter. So Pleasanton getting the job done from the line in that fourth quarter, and they win it 58-56. They actually had a four-point lead thanks to a couple of free throws by Colin Janicek late in the game. And with 0.9 left, Pleasanton actually inbounded the ball into Pleasanton, and Austin Jen hit a shot essentially at the buzzer. And so your final score in this one, 58-56. I've never seen that before, where they intentionally inbounded the ball to the other team. But it couldn't possibly hurt them. And they just want to make sure nobody committed a foul and extended the game, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, our final in this one, Pleasanton 58-56. And coming up next, these two teams are going to be pretty busy down the stretch. Obviously, a lot of action yet to go. And pretty excited that later on we'll probably be able to see these two teams playing in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, which again will be at the Viero Event Center. But coming up next for these two teams, Pleasanton is back in action tomorrow night. They'll play host to Sumner Eddyville Miller tomorrow night. Amherst does have the day off tomorrow, but on Tuesday they'll play host to Shelton. And that'll be a pretty good challenge again here for the Broncos. Shelton will come in with a record of 10-1 on the season, and they're hoping to pick up a win that's played in a tight game. They lost a one-point game to Litchfield. They lost a four-point game against Kennesaw. They lost in overtime to South Loup. So, again, they've had some trouble in these tight games, and they lose a tight game here to Pleasanton, 58-56. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we hope to be able to talk with Pleasanton head coach Brandon Cavan and Amherst coach Clark Ribble. We'll do that as we continue with the Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. One of the most important member benefits for Farm Bureau members is the insurance programs offered. Farm Bureau provides coverage for your car, home, farm and ranch, crop hail, life, health, business, and retirement needs. Stop by the Buffalo County Farm Bureau offices in Kearney today.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Welcome back here to Amherst as the Broncos fall to the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Bulldogs pick up the win 58-56, and here to talk to us about it is Pleasanton head coach Brandon Cavan. And, Coach, you have to be very happy with your team's effort. You fell behind early on and just continued to fight and scrap the rest of the game.
Absolutely. Effort is something I've never questioned about these guys. We're just getting used to starting to play with all of our healthy players back. But that second quarter was the first time I saw play how I envisioned us playing. We're a short team, we're a quick team, and we played quick in that second quarter, and that's what got us back in the game.
It seemed that pressure, translated to a lot of layups on the other end of the court, and when you didn't get layups, it was scoring in transition, and it might have been a drive and a kick, but really kind of an up-tempo style of ball.
Yeah, absolutely. We do a drill in practice every day called Clemson Drill, and it's just encouraging to, even on a made basket, get that ball in and push it up the court. We're going to score better off before a team gets set up in their defense, especially a team with 6'2", 6'3 kids. We've got nobody over 6 foot that plays.
And again, Amherst wanted to kind of play that style with you, and then I think they kind of felt that they couldn't do that, had to change their style later on.
Yeah, I thought Amherst actually did a pretty good job of playing that with us, which is what kept the game so close. I thought compared to some other teams, they had a lot better ball handlers than some teams we played early on. But Amherst was a very good basketball team tonight, and they did a great job keeping up with our speed.
And you trailed at the end of the first quarter, but I think really if there's one play I kind of look at where the momentum kind of changed was right at the end of that first quarter, and you kind of mentioned even after a made basket scoring in almost transition, Caleb Pritchard got it, dribbled out to the top of the key, drained the three-pointer at the buzzer. How important was that in terms of momentum?
It was absolutely huge, and he was huge for us. The kid had 22 or 21 points and 7 rebounds and 9 steals. I mean, 9 steals in a game. And in the first half, for a little while, he was the only one playing defense, and he was doing it amazingly by himself. But that shot and that kid absolutely picked us up at the end of that first quarter.
Talking with Pleasanton head coach Brandon Cavan, and again, another guy that stepped up for you, I thought, was Austin Pates. And it was really kind of quiet for him in the first half, and then he explodes in the second half for 11 points, and it seemed like he forced 6 or 7 steals, and he got a lot of good looks at the basket with that.
Yeah, I haven't checked how many steals he had, but he definitely, his on-ball pressure is phenomenal for us, and it's absolutely huge. It leads to other people getting steals, too, for forcing bad passes, but first half he kind of forced a couple shots, I thought, and we just said, hey, you take your shot in rhythm and you're going to hit it, and he hit some big threes in that third quarter.
How much does it help going to a basketball school? I mean, you're Pleasanton is just really kind of known for this. Again, you had a little football success, which is one reason why you were a little short-staffed early on, because into the playoffs and with some injuries and stuff like that, but it just seems like You look right now, Pleasanton is back. That this is kind of the way it's supposed to be for Pleasanton.
Yeah, it's my first year out here, but I mean, Pleasanton's a school you know about for basketball, even me coming from Lincoln. But for the reason it makes it easier on me is they already know a lot about the game. I come in, I don't have to teach them many basics. They've got that. And you get to work with fine-tuning some things, and they realize the kind of team they are, and they know that they have to play fast, and we're starting to get there right now.
And how much of that is just expectation? Because year in and year out, this is Bulldog basketball.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the alumni support has been amazing, too, that I've noticed. Kids come back, and they want to stay a part of this program even when they're graduated. Alums from a couple years ago, from 10, 15 years ago, they all come back, and they watch these games. It's definitely a community thing here.
Where can this team go? What is the ceiling for this team?
We have lofty goals. These kids want a state championship, and that's how I want to coach them. I think, you know, we have four guys that can really score, which makes us tough to defend. Our challenge is obviously going to be our height, but we need, like I said before, make teams play up to our speed, and hopefully things will pay off for us. But
and one advantage you have, you're playing some good teams in the Fort Kearney Conference that will prepare you for down the stretch.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got Sumner tomorrow and then the conference tournament in a couple weeks. We're gonna be well prepared when districts come around.
All right, Brandon Cavan, congratulations. That was a nice win tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right, nice win for you. Once again, our final score in this one, Pleasanton 58, Amherst 56, as Pleasanton now is 8-3 on the season. For Stacey Johns, our engineer back in the studio, I'm Randy Bushker. Thank you so much for joining us. Good night, everybody.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
New Tech is proud.